This is Mistress Lena of thekinkadvisor.com. There are other things to do as a sissy besides humping the bed or wearing a chastity cage. Don't get me wrong, those are worthwhile pursuits. If you have not had a chance to or have been apprehensive, it is time for some sissy anal adventures. Never tried it? Okay. Take a deep breath. It's okay. Once you get the hang of anal stimulation, it will be difficult to stop. Let me suggest you start with a relaxing bubble bath or shower. You can get your body clean as well as relax the muscles. Once you are finished freshening up, gather your lube and toys. If you have anal beads, an aneurose, or dildo, any of them will work very well. Make sure the toy of your choice is lubed up well. Water-based lubricants are best to keep the silicone or plastic that some toys are made of from degrading. Once the toy is nice and slippery, begin to tease the outside of your anus with light strokes. You may gently circle your puckered pleasure hole and push your toy in slowly. Keep breathing as you penetrate yourself with gentle pressure. If there is any pain, stop. You don't want any internal tearing or bleeding. The object is to feel good, not hurt yourself. Safe anal play is necessary, whether you are alone or with a partner. If you were a little aggressive to start, then give yourself a few days off from playing. Never feel that you have to rush a sissy anal adventure. In this case, it is always best to take your time. After you have fun, it's time to clean the toys. 1 tablespoon of bleach in 1 gallon of hot water will kill any bacteria that may be present. Soak for 20 minutes, rinse well, and dry thoroughly with a clean towel. Now you are ready until the next play session. This is Mistress Lena of thekinkadvisor.com. Are you ready to have a sissy anal adventure? 800-601-6975.